Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman, member by Avraham Goldar. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covering 7 brot in Maseches Megillah, going from Daf Zayin all the way to Daf Yud Gimel. Just a reminder, it's more important to answer the questions correctly than to answer within the time that I prescribe. So if you need more time, just press the pause button. Here we go. Question number 1. Which daf do you learn that there's a Masorah that wherever Yehi Bimei is mentioned in Tanakh, it always connotes that there's going to be Tsar, that's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 2. Which of you learned the source that the Torah can be written in Greek? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn the difference between Nedarim and Nedavos, and the source for the distinction is from the word Olav? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss the Snias of Rachel with the Simanim? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that Shlomo Melech was not counted with the 3 emperors that ruled the world, because he also ruled over the upper worlds? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn the different reasons given as to why Vashti did not want to appear at the Suda of Achashverosh? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn the only difference between Kol Meshuch B'Shem and Mishcha and the Merubah Begadim is the Parabal Kol Mitzvot? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 8. Which daf does the Gemara clarify the miscalculations the Belshazzar and Achashverosh made when they tried to determine the end of the 70 years? That's on Daf Yudav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the reason the Jewish people deserved extermination was because they bowed to the image of Avodah Zorah in the time of Nebuchadnezzar? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf are 3 reasons given as to why Hallel is not recited on Purim? That's on Daf Yedalad. Good. Number 11. Which daf do you learn that Kosh Baruch Hu sends the Refuah before the Makam when it comes to Yisrael? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 12. Which daf do you learn that Reb Yitzchak heard that offerings were brought in Beis Chonyo in Alexandria? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 13. Which daf do you learn that only Matzor Muchlat does Priya Ufrima? He grows his hair long and rends his garments. That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 14. Which daf were 3 different reasons given as to why Mordechai was called an Ish Yehudi and an Ish Yemini? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 15. Which daf did Rabbi Yonason open his shir on the Megill with a pasuk that referred to the downfall of Bava, including the death of Vashti? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 16. Which daf did Shmuel bring a pasuk to teach the Kosh Baruch Hu appointed various leaders to save us when we were in each galus? That's on Daf Yudav. Good. Number 17. Which daf did we learn why Yoshi HaMelech went to Chulda Hanaviyah even though Yirmiyahu was still around? That's on Daf Yudav. Good. Number 18. Which daf did we learn about the incident of Talmai HaMelech having the Zakenim separated to translate the Torah into Greek? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 19. Which daf did we learn that Mamuchan is Haman? He was called Mamuchan because he was Muchan Leparanus. That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 20. Which daf do you learn that the removal of the tabas, the signet ring, was more powerful than the impact of all the Nevi'im and Nevi'os? That's on Daf Yudal. Good. And number 21. Which daf do you learn that a Zab who sees 3 Rios is also a Chai of a carbon, which is a pair of birds? That's on Daf Ches. Excellent. All right. That concludes this Grand Pop quiz. I highly recommend doing this quiz soon again and in subsequent weeks to increase your fluency with your simanim. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar, wishing you a great day and great learning.